Kindred and Swedish regulator release responsible gaming report. Swedish gambling companies, including the Kindred Group and the country's gambling regulator, have released a collaborative report on the progress of responsible gambling in the industry. The report covers the first 6 months of the year and assesses the effectiveness of responsible gambling initiatives operated by stakeholders in the gaming industry. Swedish operator ATG has also collaborated with Kindred to produce a responsible gambling scheme. The gambling industry stakeholders produce these statistics to show they can quantify their responsible gambling initiatives, and additionally, gaming operators can show any improvement in the programs they offer. Quote, "The purpose of publishing the key metrics is to raise awareness among Swedish stakeholders on high-risk gambling behavior and how effective operators are to prevent high-risk gambling through balanced regulation, technology, research, and human contact." Statement. Kindred Group. The Kindred Group boasts the revenue it generates from harmful gambling has decreased recently. Overview of Kindred Responsible Gambling Metrics. The Kindred Group outlined a summary of the metrics it uses to measure how the operator assesses and deals with responsible gambling programs. The operator gave an indication of how it flags up players it believes to be at risk from harmful gambling and how it interacts with players it highlights as potentially vulnerable. The amount of customers contacted by the operator as a whole of total players was 0.44%. Kindred then monitors the actions taken by customers following an intervention by the gaming operator. This saw 76% of players reduce their gambling activities and a significant proportion of customers reduced their deposits by an average of 82.3%. Another tool available to customers who are flagged as problem gamblers is the option to self-exclude, and the report highlights the percentages of players who chose this option. Approximately 3% of contacted players chose to self-exclude, with 1.8% self-excluding for less than 6 months and 1.14% opting for a period of at least 6 months.